You're not fat, you're just made of metal. Dear Tim and Moby, how do you solve an inequality? From Matt. Solving an inequality is a lot like solving an equation, except that an inequality shows the relationship between quantities that are not equal. Inequalities use symbols like greater than, less than, greater than or equal to, and less than or equal to. Moby and I found this giant scale, and we couldn't resist trying it out. Now, our weights aren't equal. Moby weighs more than me. The relationship between my weight and Moby's weight can be expressed by the inequality 100 pounds is less than 300 pounds. That inequality stays true if we add or subtract the same amount to each side. When these identical 10-pound penguins are added to our weight, the inequality remains true. We solve this inequality like we would any equation. Moby's side still weighs more, and the scales stay in the same position. Well, the inequality also remains true when we subtract the same amount from both sides. It remains true when we multiply each side by the same positive integer.
Hey, there's three of me.
And our inequality continues to be true when we divide each side by the same positive integer.
Yeah!
Whoa. But things change when you multiply or divide by a negative integer. Whenever you multiply or divide the sides of an inequality by a negative integer, you have to reverse the symbol. I'll show you why. Take the inequality negative 2 is less than 3. We'll multiply both sides by negative 1. As you probably know, when you multiply numbers with the same signs, your answer will be positive. Negative 2 times negative 1 equals a positive 2. You're probably also aware of the fact that multiplying numbers with different signs gives you a negative number. 3 times negative 1 is negative 3. Right. The inequality 2 is less than negative 3 just isn't true. In fact, it's false. And that's why multiplying both sides of an inequality by a negative number means that we have to reverse the symbol. That's better. The same rules apply to dividing by a negative number. All done. Hey, I think I hear the ice cream truck. No, wait!